From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Rescue teams are working through the night looking for survivors after a powerful 7.3 magnitude earthquake shook towns and villages near the Iran-Iraq border. Iranian state television reports 129 deaths, while the number of those killed in Iraq is still unclear. The quake struck Sunday night outside the eastern Iraqi Kurdistan city of Halabja, very close to the Iranian border. It was felt as far away as Turkey and Israel. The initial jolt was followed by a 5.3 aftershock, sending panicked villagers fleeing from their homes into the cold and dark streets. The quake cut power and telephone service to several Iranian and Iraqi towns, making rescue efforts even more difficult. The U.S. Geological Survey says Sunday's quake was along a 1,500-kilometer-long fault line that runs through Iran and Iraq. Iraqi security forces have found mass graves in an area recently retaken from the Islamic State group that could contain up to 400 bodies, that word from an Iraqi official on Sunday. The Kirkuk governor, Rakan Saeed, said the bodies of civilians and security forces were found in an abandoned base near Hawija, a northern town retaken in early October. Saeed said he didn't know when authorities will start exhuming the bodies from the mass graves. Iraqi forces have driven IS from nearly all the territory that the terrorist group once controlled. This is VOA News. Asian experts